Netflix announced this week that David Letterman is returning to television with a 6-episode series premiering next year. The streaming service is on a roll right now, releasing 7 new shows in the past few weeks, including Ozark, a drama that tells the story of a money laundering scheme gone wrong. Jason Bateman of Arrested Development fame plays Marty Bird, a financial planner who gets mixed up with a Mexican drug cartel and puts his family in danger. Here's a clip from the first episode.
Hypothetically, scale of 1 to 10, how difficult would it be for someone to disappear?
New IDs, social security numbers, credit cards, you could do it. For a while, anyway. Really depends on who's looking for you and how much money they have.
Hang on. I just got a text from my bank. My wife emptied our checkings and savings.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been binge-watching Netflix and joins us now. Eric, 7 new shows in the past few weeks?
I'm exhausted.
Too many shows, but are they good?
Well, I think that may be part of the problem for Netflix is that some of the shows are good, but some are not. Now, Ozark is a great example because this is a show that is really good, and word about how good it is starting to build. But I think part of the problem this year is that you have a show, for example, like Glow, a really great story about the start of a female wrestling league. And then the very next week, a show called Gypsy comes out with Naomi Watts that's terrible. And it kind of kills the momentum of both shows because people are so busy talking about how Gypsy's terrible. And then another show comes out called Friends from College with Keegan-Michael Key that's also kind of mediocre. And so Ozark comes out, and a lot of people didn't even realize it was out. I was in Los Angeles talking to people from the TV industry, and they hadn't really heard about this show. Buzz is starting to build finally, and I think it's going to be recognized eventually. It's just going to take some time for the word to get out.
Well, tell us more about the show Ozark and Marty Bird, who we heard from there in the introduction. How does he end up in that bind that he's in?
Yeah. So Jason Bateman's protagonist is a really interesting character. He's, when we meet him as the show begins, he seems to be this very buttoned-down financial planner. His firm is obviously making money, but he's not spending it. He lives in a very modest home. And what we find out eventually is that he's actually, his firm is laundering drug money for a Mexican drug cartel. And we have a clip where the person who runs the drug cartel, who's played by Isai Morales, is pressuring Marty to do more money laundering because he's found out that Marty's partner has stolen some money. So let's check it out.
Now, I want you to take my $7,973,000 with you to Missouri and clean it.
Clean it?
Mm-hmm.
So see, Marty's partner had stolen $7 million from this guy. So Marty comes up with the $7 million, almost all the money he has, and gives it to him. And the guy says, if you can clean this money for me, I will let you live. And so Marty and his family have to move from Chicago to the Ozarks. It's very well done.
So what about the newest Netflix show that people are talking about and that we learned about this week? And that is David Letterman is going to be back with a new Netflix show. Do you know much about it? Like, do you think it'll be good?
Well, the big unanswered question, of course, is he going to have the beard?
Because he does look like Santa Claus in the pictures.
Yeah. That beard is pretty much like a whole other character. But basically, we don't know much about it. We think it's going to be an interview show. And it could be really compelling. I mean, you know, David Letterman, when he was really good at interviewing, when he was interested in interviewing someone, he was one of the best interviewers on television. And so I can't wait to see him do a show where he only talks to the people he's interested in talking to. And frankly, it's the kind of thing that a lot of people, including myself, said he should do when he left CBS, that he should do something online where he just talked to the people he wanted to talk to because that's when he's at his best.
You know, my childhood dream was to go see David Letterman on The Late Show live at the Ed Sullivan Theater, and I never did it. Because
oh,
when I
God.
First wanted to do it, I wasn't old enough to get in. And then I got busy.
Well, I was lucky enough to do it twice. I went the second week that he was at the Ed Sullivan Theater when I was a journalist working for a New Jersey paper. And I went to the week before he stopped doing it. He did an interview with NPR. He talked to us. And I was able to watch him do his show with Howard Stern and Don Rickles. And then he talked with us for about a half an hour. And so
nice.
It's one of the highlights of my career, I have to say, because he really set the standard for the modern way that we see television talk shows in late night talk about their subjects, structure their shows, handle comedy. Him much more so, I think, than Jay Leno. And now to see him move in this space in Netflix, I'm just hoping that he takes it seriously enough to really bring some of that innovation to the streaming space.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks so much as always.
Always a pleasure.